Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie, and today we are going to learn a lot.
Yes, we are. Hi everyone, my name is Peter. We're so glad you joined us here today. Today our topic is sports.
And our title for today is A Strong Body. A Strong Body. Peter, do you work out?
Can't you tell? Yeah, look at that thing.
I can see your muscles, Peter. You do work out.
Are you just saying that?
Peter, I really mean that. All right, friends, let's go to our Read It with Peter.
There are a lot of weights at the gym. Tina is a trainer. She can show Taylor some exercises. They start with sit-ups. Taylor must lie on her back and bend her knees. Then she puts her hands under her head. Finally, she sits up slowly. She does this a few times and feels weak. Tina also teaches Taylor squats. Taylor is sore. Don't worry, that's good.
Thank you, Peter. So Taylor goes to the gym. Good for her because I don't have time to go to the gym. I wish I had time, but I'm so busy these days.
Lots of people are busy, but going to the gym is a good thing. It's good for your mind. It's good for your body. But a trainer can help you learn how to do things at the gym, and they keep you coming back.
Well, maybe I'll hire a trainer. All right, friends, let's go to Christina for our keywords.
Taylor 今天来到了健身房，他一进去就看到很多的哑铃。他说 ，Look at all the weights。哑铃就是 weight， 它是可数名词。教练先教 Taylor 做仰卧起坐，首先他让 Taylor 躺下，然后膝盖弯起来，膝盖就是 knee。She bends her knees。做仰卧起坐的时候要把双手放在头后面，然后慢慢的坐起来。Sit up slowly。Slowly 就是副词慢慢的，结果 Taylor 才没坐几下就没力气了。Taylor 说 ,I'm tired and weak. 这里的 weak 就是形容词软弱无力的。去了健身房的第二天 ,Taylor 觉得身体很酸痛。他说 ,I'm really sore. 形容词 sore 就是酸痛疼痛的。
Maybe this wasn't a good idea. Look at all these weights.
Hi, I'm Tina. I'm a trainer. Can I help you?
I don't know what to do first.
Let's start with something easy. Let's do some sit-ups.
Okay, what do I do first?
Lie on your back.And bend your knees.
Okay, now what?
Put your hands under your head, then sit up slowly.
In yesterday's lesson, we talked about exercise. And in today's lesson, we are going to continue to talk about exercise. Now we see Taylor doesn't like to exercise, just like a lot of people. And a lot of people also enjoy exercising.
That's right. Some people like it, some don't. Taylor doesn't. But she is going to the gym for the first time. And I think she's a little nervous. She gets to the gym and says, Maybe this wasn't a good idea. Look at all these weights.
Well, sure. It can be a little scary to go someplace new, like the gym. I mean, if you go to the gym, there is a lot of people, and it can be quite scary.
Yeah, those people are really strong. They are used to this place. They work out all the time, and you're not used to it. That's why she says, look at all these weights. She doesn't know where to start. What can she do?
Don't worry. Calm down. Tina, the trainer, can help her. Now, what is a trainer, Peter?
A trainer is like a teacher or a coach. They help you with exercise and getting fit. Sometimes we call this person a personal trainer. That means they only help you with exercise instead of a group.
What does Tina say Taylor can do? She can start with something easy. Before we say more, let's start with something from Christina.
健身房的教练 Tina 说，我们从简单的开始吧。Let's start with something easy. 我们来学这个很实用的片语 ,start with something, 从什么开始。比如我们吃西式餐点的时候，最先端出的是汤，就可以说 Let's start with soup。每次上课的时候，老师一开始都会玩一个小游戏，他说 Let's start with a game。今天节目的一开始，先来听一首歌吧。Let's start with a song。或者是去旅游的时候，一开始先来一个市区游览。Let's start with a city tour。这些都是 start with something 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Let's start with some examples. When you have a meal with your parents, do you start with dessert?
No, you start with the main dish. You end with dessert. Okay, so Tina says they should start with something easy. What do they do?
They start with some sit-ups. That's a good exercise. Tina tells her how to do one. One of the things she tells her is to put her hands under her head. Then she has to do a sit-up.She feels weak after doing some sit-ups.
Well, hopefully Taylor won't give up. All right, let's continue our lesson in Conversation B.
I only did 10 sit-ups. I'm so tired and weak.
Don't give up. You can do it.
I can't do any more sit-ups.
Okay.Then it's time for squats.
Whew. Hold your hands out.
Then squat down slowly. Then stand up again.
If I do 10 squats, will you let me take a break?
Sure. Taking breaks is important.
I feel like sit-ups are so hard. I do not like doing them.
I do not like doing sit-ups either. It's very difficult. And Taylor did a great job with sit-ups. She did 10 sit-ups. Good job, Taylor.
Wow, 10. Your first time? That's very good. But they make you feel so weak and tired. Weak means you don't feel strong.And especially after exercise, you can barely lift a clipboard.
Well, you might feel weak after doing exercise, but keep it up and you will get strong.
So you're weak and then you're strong? Whatever. Well, Marie, we need to get to today's calendar phrase.
Oh, you're right. You can do it, Peter.
No, you can do it.
No, you can do it.
Oh, I know, we can do today's calendar phrase together. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Calendar phrase!
You can do it.
You can do it.
你做得到的。
I'm going to run for 30 minutes.
You can do it!
I'm going to run for 3 miles.
You can do it!
I won't give up. I'm going to run.
Go! You can do it! You can do it! Oops! You can't do it!
You can do it.
You can do it.
你做得到的。
This is a great calendar phrase. You can encourage people and say, you can do it.
Yeah, 加油, keep studying English. You are doing great. You can do it.
Right. Keep going and don't give up.
Hey, that's a great phrase too. Don't give up. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase.
Taylor 觉得做仰卧起坐太辛苦了。Tina 鼓励他说 ,Don't give up, 不要放弃。片语 give up 就是放弃的意思。比如有人会说 ,It's impossible, I give up. 那不可能的,我放弃。另外你如果是想要鼓励对方继续试试看就说 Don't give up trying. Give up 后面接动名词。如果有人 give up smoking 的话放弃抽烟就表示这个人要戒烟了。最后如果对某个人太失望就会用 give up on someone. 请你不要放弃我对我失望。Please don't give up on me. 以上都是 give up 这个片语的用法。
Thanks, Christina. There can be difficult things in our life. School and tests, friendships and good activities. When you stop doing or having those things, you give up.
That's right. Don't give up. Instead, try using this word, keep. Keep trying. Keep studying. Keep doing great activities.
There are good ways to use the phrase give up. We have bad things we do too. We eat bad food like chips and drink soda. What about smoking? These are things we should give up.
Very true. Well, the last thing we learn in this conversation is that taking breaks is important. And I agree with that. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Right now, Peter is teaching me how to do squats. So, Peter, can you show me again how to do squats?
Sure. You're doing great. All right, hold your hands out like this, and then you sit down, and then stand back up. Now you have to do 20 of those really, really fast.
I don't think so, Peter. I can do two.
All right. Well, maybe you can do some after this conversation. Friend...Let's find out what happens in Conversation C.
How was the gym yesterday, Taylor?
It was great, but I'm really sore.
That's okay. The more you exercise, the easier it will be.
I know. The trainer gave me a list of exercises.
That's great.Maybe you can show me some exercises next time.
Sure. I learned something else, too.
What?
Drink lots of water.
In this conversation, Alex and Taylor talk about the gym. Did Taylor enjoy the gym?
Yeah, she said it was great.But she feels really sore. What does that word sore mean?
The word sore means when your muscles are in pain. You are in pain.
That's right. I like to exercise, but I don't like feeling sore. Your muscles hurt. I feel sore after I do some exercises sometimes, especially when I don't do them often.
I know what you mean, Peter.But the more you exercise, the easier it will be. The less sore you will feel, too.
That's a great sentence to talk about, Marie. The more you do something, the easier it will be. I know. The more you practice English, the easier it will be.
Exactly. How about, let's use a musical instrument.
Okay.
The more you practice playing the piano, the better you will be.
Yeah, that's a great one. Friends, can you think of a way to use this at home? The more you try, the easier it will be. And I promise you won't feel sore after you practice your English.
Tina was really helpful. She helped teach Taylor how to exercise at the gym. But you need to keep exercising. So Tina gave her a list of exercises.
Oh, that's really helpful. A list is kind of like a bunch of things that you need to remember, like how to do squats. How do you do that? Well, first you do one thing, then you do the second thing. That is a list.
Let's talk about this pattern, give someone something. The trainer gave Taylor a list of exercises.
Yeah, the teacher gave the students a test. The parents gave the child a present.
So now Alex wants to learn some new exercises. Taylor can show him some. And right now, we are going to show you guys some keywords.
Here's our first keyword from today. Weight. Weight. These weights are too heavy.
Knee. Knee. I hit my knee on the table.
Slowly. Slowly. I walked slowly through the park.
Weak. Weak. I feel weak. I just ran 2 miles.
Sore. Sore. I'm tired. My arms and legs are sore. All right, those are the keywords that we have for you today. Remember to practice them at home. And now it's time for us to look back at today's conversations one more time. Let's watch together.
Maybe this wasn't a good idea. Look at all these weights.
Hi, I'm Tina. I'm a trainer. Can I help you?
I don't know what to do first.
Let's start with something easy. Let's do some sit-ups.
Okay, what do I do first?
Lie on your back. And bend your knees.
Okay, now what?
Put your hands under your head, then sit up slowly.
I only did 10 sit-ups. I'm so tired and weak.
Don't give up. You can do it.
I can't do any more sit-ups.
Okay, then it's time for squats.
Whew.
Hold your hands out, then squat down slowly, then stand up again.
If I do 10 squats, will you let me take a break?
Sure, taking breaks is important.
How was the gym yesterday, Taylor?
It was great, but I'm really sore.
That's okay. The more you exercise, the easier it will be.
I know. The trainer gave me a list of exercises.
That's great. Maybe you can show me some exercises next time.
Sure. I learned something else, too.
What?
Drink lots of water.
Ginger, what are you doing with this weight?
Well, Monkey Man, I'm going to exercise.
Wow, good idea. Lift a weight.
I can't.
Well, then you should start with something easier.
Yeah, okay. What should I do?
Maybe you can lie on your back and bend your knees.
And then?
And then put your hands under your head and sit up slowly.
can't do that.
Why not?
I'm too weak.
Oh, Ginger, the more you exercise, the easier it will be.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to do squats?
No.
Oh, what do you want to do?
Exercise my arms.
How?
By eating bananas.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Shh, Ted. Be quiet or Mom will hear us.
Okay, so where do you want to put the fake bug?
Over there.
On the table?
Yes. You should leave it on. It will go right. When you lift up the plate, maybe you can. Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
And Super Sentence Man is never too far away. You are looking for this super sentence. Put the bug under the plate.
Yes. Put the bug under the plate.
Good. The super sentence for today is put something under something else. Can you use this sentence in another way?
Okay. If your tooth falls out, put your tooth under the pillow.
Put your tooth under the pillow. Great! What about you, Ted?
Put your bags under the seat on the airplane.
Put your bags under the seat on the airplane. Yes! Now, what sentence were you trying to say to Ted?
Oh, yeah. Put the bug under the plate. Then Mom picks up the plate. She'll see a cockroach and scream.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But shh, be quiet.
Hey, there's already a bug under the plate.
You look so scared, Ted.
Did you put that bug there?
Maybe.
Hey.
Well, this has been fun. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Well, thanks for joining us today. We learned that Taylor doesn't like to exercise, but hopefully she will learn to enjoy it. Hey, Peter, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing some squats. I thought I should work out while we're teaching, so then I have time to do fun things instead of go to the gym after work.
I think you should do the squats at home. We have work to do, Peter.
Yeah, but I'm getting so strong. Look at this. Feel that.
Wow. All right, Peter. Leave that at home.
All right, friends. I hope you had fun. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.